Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chagiga Daf Ches. We are holding on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. At the very end of Daf Zayin Amud Beis, Maishna Yom Tov, Chagigas Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. Three lines from the end of the page on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. So she is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, also by Dorit Flat and family in memory of the first yahrzeit of her father, Yehoshua Langbort, Yehoshua ben Avram, a Holocaust survivor whose yahrzeit is tomorrow, his neshama shev and aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. The first thing we're going to discuss is really a continuation of our discussion that called Dover Shebechova Zeno Ba Elemen Achulin, that whenever one has an obligation to bring something, he can only use Chulin money. You're not allowed to use money that you're anyway obligated to use for some other mitzvah. So the Gemara is going to discuss circumstances where you can use Meiser money for Shalmei Chagiga, meaning what is the exception to that rule? When can you use Meiser Sheni money to pay for your Shalmei Chagiga? Then the Gemara is going to discuss when you can shecht Meiser Behema, why it is rather that you can shecht Meiser Behema on Chol HaMoed, but you're not allowed to shecht the Meiser Behema on Yom Tov. And then up until the Mishnah Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about how we can derive that you can fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha with other Zvachim, but not with Ofos Menachos, meaning even though you have other Kabbarnos that you have to bring anyway, like Meiser Behema, you can use those to fulfill your mitzvah of Simcha, of Shalmei Simcha and Yom Tov, but you're not allowed to use a carbon mincha or an oaf, a bird carbon, to fulfill one's mitzvah of simcha. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to discuss who should bring more Shalmei Chagiga than Olas Re'iya, and who should bring more Olas Re'iya than Shalmei Chagiga, who should bring a lot of both of those types of carbonos, and who should bring a very minimal amount of both of those types of carbonos. Then the Gemara is going to discuss a possible shita. We're going to have two shitas in Amud Aleph and a possible third shita on Amud Beis of how one can use both Meiser money and Chulin money to fulfill the mitzvah of Chagiga. There's a concept of Tofel Ma'os L'Ma'os, of mixing all of the money together and buying lots of animals with it. There's a concept of Tofel Behema L'Behema, that you buy one animal with pure Chulin money, and then you buy subsequent animals with Meiser money, and then we're going to have the possibility that you could do either of those things. They could be Tofel Ma'os the most, and Tofel Behema LeBehema. And then the daf is going to conclude and bring us all the way to the Mishnah and Tesamen Aleph with a discussion of under which circumstances can someone who already brought a Chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov bring other Chagigos on the subsequent days. Torah says explicitly you're allowed to bring Chagiga Shivas Yam, you can bring it for all the days, but what that means is that if you hadn't yet brought on day one, there's Tashlum in Kol Shiva, you can make up for it. We're going to discuss, how do I know that even if you had brought a carbon chagiga earlier in Yom Tov, that you're still allowed to bring more carbonos chagiga later on Yom Tov? So let's begin three lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. So we had said in the Mishnah there was machlokes beisham beis Hillel about the shalmei chagiga, which money you can use to bring the shalmei chagiga. But the way we expressed that machlokes was we said that chagigas Yom Tov Rishon shel Pesach can be either be brought must be brought minachulin or doesn't have to be brought minachulin. But why is it Maishna Chagigas Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach? Of all the examples of a carbon chagiga, of Shalmei Chagiga, Shalmei Chagiga is nogea to all three regalim. So why does the Tana only talk about the first day of Pesach? So Amravashi Hakamashmalan is telling us a chiddush that Chagigas Chamisha Asar In, Chagigas Arba Asar Lo. That this din that Chagiga that the Chagiga that's being brought, that it has to be brought minachulin, is only true of the chagiga that's brought in Yom Tov. But the chagiga that they would bring together with the carbon Pesach, which doesn't apply to any other Yom Tov, a chagiga sarba asa, the concept of bringing a chagiga on erev Yom Tov, the chagiga they would bring together with the carbon Pesach, you don't have to bring from chulin. You could even use Meiser Sheni money to bring the chagigas arba asa, and that's the chiddush. So Alma, so what you see from Ravashi by explaining that with the Brisa tells telling us Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach is to teach me Dafka about the Chagiga that's brought on Erev Pesach, that could even be brought from Meiser Sheni money, because Sofer Chagiga Sarba Asar Lav Dal Reisa. It must be that the entire din of bringing a Chagiga Sarba Asar is not a Chiyuv Min HaTorah, because if there were a Chiyuv Min HaTorah to bring a Chagiga Sarba Asar together with your carbon Pesach, you would definitely not be allowed to use Meiser Behema money, Meiser Sheni money for that. The fact that our Mishnah is Dafka choosing Chagiga of the first day of Pesach to teach me that Chagigas Arba'asar can be purchased with Meiser Sheni money must tell me that the Chagigas Arba'asar is not really a Din D'Oraisa. If it was a Chiv Min HaTorah, you would not be able to bring from Meiser Sheni money because Kol Davar Shebechava is Eino Ba, Ela Min HaChulin. Every Davar Shebechava can only be brought from Chulin. According to this Shita, when you have a chabura eating your Karban Pesach that has many people, so you bring a chagigas arba asar, and that's the only time you bring chagigas arba asar. Meaning, there's no chiv, there's no imperative that you must always bring chagigas arba asar. It's just that you have too many people to eat the Karban, to share the Karban Pesach with, and the halach is that the Karban Pesach is supposed to be nechal ala sova. You're not supposed to be starving when you eat the Karban Pesach, so you need something to fill your stomach with. So the Tana holds, like the Mishnah Pesachim, that chagiga is only brought with three conditions. Number one, when there's not enough Karban Pesach meat to give everyone enough to eat lasova. Number two, that Erev Pesach falls on a weekday and not on Shabbos. Chagigas Arba Asar is not Tocha Shabbos because it's not a real chiyuv. And number three, when the Karban Pesach is brought b'tahara. If you're missing any one of those conditions, so then you don't bring a Karban Chagigas Arba Asar. So there are times that you don't bring a Chagigas Arba Asar. Why not? Because it's not a chiyuv min haTorah. However, there is a Tana in a Braisa in Pesachim and Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph that derives from the pasuk v'lo yolin min habasar that chagigas arba asar is eaten for shnei yamim v'layla echad. There's a Tana in a Braisa in Daf Ayin Amud Aleph that holds a chagigas arba asar is eaten liyom v'layla. They certainly hold that the chagiga is a din d'oraisa because they derive dinim details about the chagiga from psukim. So they clearly hold not like what we're suggesting right now that the dinim chagigas arba asar is a din d'oraisa. But our gemara is suggesting that that based on how we're being medayik from our mishnah that our mishnah holds like that tana in Maseches Pesachim that holds the chagigas arba asar is not d'oraisa, and that's why there are sometimes when we simply don't do Chagigas Arba Asar. So now the Gemara discusses, Beis Hillel said in our Mishnah, and it was elaborated in the Braisa, that a person could bring the Shalmei Chagiga even from Meiser Sheni money. You don't need to use Chulin money to bring the Shalmei Chagiga. So Amar, Beis Hillel Omer Mina Meiser. Beis Hillel said you're allowed to use Meiser Sheni money. Amai, why would you be allowed to use Meiser Sheni money to buy a Chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov? Dover Shabbachobahu. Chagiga, not talking about Chagigas Arba Asar. Now we're talking about the Chagiga on Yom Tov itself. That's a Davar Shebechova, and called Davar Shebechova, Eino Bela Min HaChulin. The rule is a Davar Shebechova has to only come from Chulin money. So Amar Ula B'Tofel. So Ula says, no, the case is you are using a combination of Chulin and Meiser Sheni money, and that's what Beis Hillel allows. Certainly, since it's a Davar Shebechova, there is a certain core amount of money or a certain small amount of money that has to be dafka chulin money. But if you want to go extra, you want to buy more chagigas, you want to buy multiple animals or larger animals for your carbon chagigas, so then you can add in some meiser sheni money as well. But how exactly do you do that? So Chizkiya Amar Toflin Behema LeBehema. Chizkiya says what you do is you take the first behema for chagiga purely from chulin money, because Zavr Shabachova has come from chulin money. And then if you want to add more behemos as a carbon chagiga, you could do that, but you're allowed to use Meiser Sheni money for any additional behemos you want to bring as a carbon chagiga. But ve'ein tof l'mos. But what you cannot do, says Chizkiya, is to take chulin money and Meiser Sheni money, mix it all in the same pot, and then buy one gigantic animal, buy one big cow with all of those monies that are mixed together. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan Amar tof l'mos. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the exact opposite. You should dafka mix all the money together and buy one big animal. The ain't toflin behema lebehema. You do not take the first animal and buy purely from chulin money, and then buy the subsequent animals purely from Meiser Sheni money. That is not the way to do it. So tani kavase de Chizkiya, tani kavase de Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brisa that supports each shita that supports Chizkiya and that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Tani kavase de Rabbi Yochanan. There's a brisa that says like Rabbi Yochanan that you're supposed to mix all the money together, because the Torah tells us when it comes to the Yom Tov of Shavua, Shavuos, the Torah says that Vasisa Chag Shavuos Hashem Elokecha Misas Nidvas Yadcha Ashatitin Kasher Yivrecha Hashem Elokecha. So the Torah tells us you should make a Chag La Hashem Misas, from the Misas Nidvas Yadcha. So what does that mean? Misas means from the Chulin money that you have. Melamed Shadu Mevi Chavasim in a Chulin. So you see that a person has to bring whatever his obligation is, he has to bring it from Chulin money and not from Maaser Sheni money. Uminayin Shem Rotzal La'arev Ma'arev. How do I know that if he wants to mix some Chulin money with Maaser Sheni money in order to buy his Chiyuv, that he's allowed to do that? Tamlomar Kasher Yivracha Hashem Elokecha. That's why the Hemshech of the Pasuk says Kasher Yivracha Hashem Elokecha, that the Torah is telling us specifically that you're allowed to bring your Karban from all that Hashem blessed you with, meaning even from your Maaser Sheni money. Kasher Yivracha Hashem Elokecha is a more inclusive term. It doesn't have to be only from your Chulin money. So from the fact that the Braisa uses the lashon of ma'arev, that you mix in, that sounds like you're mixing the money together. Animals don't get mixed. Each animal is an independent entity. So you see, like the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, that you're ma'arev ma'os b'mos. You mix all the money together and buy one big animal for your carbon chagiga. But tiny kavase d'chizkia, we also have a Braisa that supports the sheet of Chizkia, that Misas melamed shadam mevi chavasum minachulin. Misas tells me that whatever chiyuv you have, your chiyuv in karbon chagiga has to come dafka from chulin money. Beishamei yomrim, yom rishon minachulin, mikan ve'elach, that Beishamei says that yom rishon has to be minachulin, but mikan ve'elach mina meiser. Meaning Beishamei holds that you're not allowed to mix meiser sheni money in with your chulin money for whatever animals you're going to bring on the first day, because whatever you bring on the first day has a real din of a chagiga, and it's a dover shabachova, and the Beishamei doesn't hold of this whole concept of tofel, that you can mix in some Maaser Sheni money together with your Chulin money. Beishamei rejects that whole thing. But on the other days of Yom Tov, once you've already been Yotze, your mitzvah of Chagiga, and whatever you're bringing on the other days of Yom Tov is not going to be a Chagiga anyway. That's just going to be Shalmei Simcha. Okay, so for Shalmei Simcha, Beishamei holds, you're allowed to use Maaser Sheni money. Because for Shalmei Simcha, like we've discussed, and we'll discuss again, when it comes to Shalmei Simcha, as long as there's meat, it doesn't really matter whether it's coming from Chulin money or from other monies. But Ubeis Hillel Omrim, and this is why we're quoting this, Beis Hillel holds that the first animal that you bring for your Karban Chagiga, Achila Rishona Minachulin, the first animal has to be purchased purely from Chulin money, and is not allowed to be purchased with any Maaser Sheni money mixed in with the Chulin money, because that's where you're fulfilling your Dover Shabachov of Karban Chagiga. But once you've already brought one animal as a Karban Chagiga, and then Mikan Ve'elach, you want to bring more animals as a Chagiga, you don't only want to bring one animal on the first day of Yom Tov for your Chagiga. You want to bring 10 animals on the first day of Yom Tov for a Chagiga. So good, let that first animal you bring be from Chulin money, but Mikan Ve'elach, Min HaMaiser, the other 9 will be from Maiser money. And that's what Kasher Yivracha comes to tell me. The second, third, fourth, and on can all come from Maiser Sheni money. So from the fact that according to Beis Hillel, it says by Chagiga that you're Mechalik between the first Behema and the subsequent Behemas, you see that he holds Toflin Behema Le Behema. That it's not that you mix the monies together, that it's that you first buy one animal with Chulin money, and then the subsequent animals that you buy are all going to be with Maaser Sheni money. It's an interesting point that's being made over here. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a discussion, a famous discussion in Lekach Tov and Klal Tesvav about concept of quantity versus quality when it comes to mitzvahs. Whether riboy hakamus is machria riboy ha'echus when it comes to mitzvahs, meaning anisurim, meaning if a person has an opportunity to do many tiny mitzvahs or one very big mitzvah. So what should you prefer, the one big mitzvah or many small mitzvahs? Or on the flip side, if a person is unfortunately in a position where he has no choice but to do an avera, pikuach nefesh or something like that, should he do, and he has either he's going to have to do one very big avera or many tiny averos. So which one should he choose to do? Is the kamus more, a more important factor than the echos, or the echos a more important factor than the kamus? Now the basis of the whole discussion is a ran that appears in Maseches Yuma. The ran writes in Maseches Yuma, in the name of the Ravid, that if a person has a pikuach nefesh situation where they're going to have to eat on Yom Kippur, so he talks about pikuach nefesh situations in general. So let's say it's Shabbos, and the doctor says that you have to eat meat, that the person is a chola and they need to eat meat. So they have two options. They open up the refrigerator and there's plenty of meat, but it is all nevela meat. Nevela is an isalav. It's a lav d'araisa, you're not allowed to eat nevela. But he's got another option, that in his backyard he has a live cow. So he could shecht the cow. Shechting a cow on Shabbos is nisr skila. It's worse than a regular lav. So the Ravid says, so of course, you take the nevela, you don't shecht the cow to have meat that's shechted. Of course you're going to take the nevela as only a lav, rather than violating nisr skila. But says the Ran in the name of the Ravid, what if the doctor prescribes that you need to eat 10 kizesim of meat? You need to eat one of those big Texas steaks or something. You need to eat a lot of meat. So now each kizayis of nevela is its own separate iser. Whereas if you shecht an animal, you shecht the cow and then eat the entire cow, you still only did one avera of shechting the cow. So then says the Ran in the name of the Ravid, it might be better to shecht the cow because the riboy ha'echus, the higher quality avera, the more severe avera, may not be as severe as doing a small avera of eating nevela one after the other after the other. What does that have to do with our sugya? In the haskama of the author of the sefer Ateris Yeshua wrote a haskama to the Lekach Tov, to Rav Yosef Engel's Lekach Tov. You wonder, like, who does Rav Yosef Engel go to for a haskama? Who does he need a haskama from? So it must have been a pretty big person. So in the haskama to the Sefer Lekach Tov, he writes that this is a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkia in our sugya, that the carbon chagiga you have to bring from Mo'el Schul and not from Maisa money. So it's machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkia, someone who has Kesef Maisa and he wants to bring carbon chagiga from Maisa together with Chulin money, that Chizkia holds Toflin Behema Le Behema, that you buy one Behema from Chulin money and the rest from Maisa money. And Rabbi Yochanan says Toflin Mo'el Samos. No, mix all the money together and every animal that you buy will have a little bit of Chulin and a little bit of Maisa. So the reason for the logic for each svara, Rashi explains, that at least by each achila you'll have a little bit of kesef chulin involved in each achila. So says the askama to Rav Yosef Engel Sefer, that maybe they're arguing about this very svara, that according to Chizkiya, it's better to have one mitzvah kitikuna, bishlemus, get one animal that's perfect, that's bought purely with chulin money, that better than to have many mitzvah shalom bishlemus, better than to have many karbanos chagiga that are all purchased with some combination of chulin money and meiser sheni money. Get one that's perfect. The echus is machria the kamus. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds, no, better to have many, many mitzvahs kitikuna, and even though they're not 100% perfect, have many chagigos that all have a little bit of chulin money in it, so all of them are somewhat good, rather than to have one that's purely from chulin money. The Rav Yosef Engel quotes another Maramakom in the, he quotes a lot. He has like 16 rayas one way or the other. So he also has the famous Rambam, the Rambam Hakolafi Rov Amasa. The Rambam writes in Pirkei Avos, it says Hakolafi Rov Amasa. It says, it doesn't say Hakolafi Godel Amasa. It says Hakolafi Rov Amasa. So the Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnayos that if a person has $100 to give to tzedakah, and he can either give $100 all at once to one place, or you can give $1 in 100 different places. Better to give $1 in 100 different places, because a kolafi rov hamaaseh, to do a mitzvah 100 times is better than to do one bigger mitzvah, one more impactful mitzvah of giving $100 at once. That could be, though, for a different reason. That could be just to train us in being a giver. It's not easy for a person to give, so a person has to get into the habit of giving. So that could be for a different reason. But Rav Yosef Engel quotes a Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Sadi Aleph, some of the sugyas we've been doing in Smichas Chaver. Magen Avraham quotes from a Sefer Chassidim. Let's say a person has enough food to have two Seudos Shabbos bekavod. He could have two really nice Seudos Shabbos, or he could have all three Seudos Shabbos, but none of them are going to be so great. None of them are going to be proper meals that you should have for Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham writes that better to eat two Seudos and be Mevatel Seudos Shlishis and have those two, do those two Seudos right. So Rav Yosef Engel says, oh, you see, better to do a mitzvah properly, to do a mitzvah be'echus, rather than to do more mitzvos of eating all the Seudos Shabbos. And he says, it's not necessarily a raya, because we do find that we're more makel for the halachos of Shalashuddis than we are for the halachas of the other two sudos, even in so far as what we're allowed to eat. There's no discussion whether you need lecha mishnah, for example, by the other two sudos of Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch quotes many deos about what you could be yotze the mitzvah of sudos shlishis with. So it could be that sudos shlishis takes a back seat to the other two sudos of Shabbos. But anyway, that's what comes up in this discussion over here. So now says the Gemara further. We said in all the other days of Yom Tov that you're bringing carbon shlamim to be makriv. Any carbon shlamim you bring is for shalmi simcha. You're even allowed to use meiser behema for your shalmi simcha. That's okay. Meaning even every tenth animal that is born into the flock, where you have to anyway use it for, you have to anyway give it to meiser behema. So you're allowed to use that for your shalmi simcha. So be Yom Tov my time alone. But what did it say? It said that on Shar Kol Yimos HaPesach. Sounds like on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to use it for your Shalmei Simcha. Why not? Why can't you shecht a Maisa Behema for your Shalmei Simcha on Yom Tov itself? So I'm Rav Ashi, Dilma Asila Suri Bi Yom Tov, because the concern is you might come to be mafresh the Maisa in Yom Tov, V'yev Shalasa Bi Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do that. Why aren't you allowed to do that? Mishum Sakarta. Because when you take the Maisa, you have to mark off the animal with a red marking to know which one was the tenth one out of the pen. And that's a Malach of Tzoveya, because you're going to be dyeing the wool of the animal by marking it red, by painting it red when it comes out of the pen. So we don't want you to do that on Yom Tov. Tosfos raises the question that the Gemara could have said that we don't take Ma'aser on Yom Tov because you're being Makdish Behema by doing that, and you're not allowed to be Makdish Behema on Yom Tov. You look in Tosfos Dibur Maskin Shum Sakarta Hichar Rav Rabbeinu Elchanan typically they Makadshin be Yom Tov. Who could come Berg Basra Debeitza? The Shlomar Tosfos answers the Shiny Hacha the Kedusha VaOmedes Kiven the Chayiv in the Torah the Kadsho, that it's already Kedusha VaOmedes. It's already, once you have 10 animals born to your flock, there already is Kedusha there. You just identifying which one is the Kedusha, but the Kedusha already exists. That might be what Tosfos means, or Tosfos might mean that, no, the Kedusha is not there yet, but once you let it out of the pen and it comes out number 10, so it's already Kedusha of Amedes whether you mark it or not. Meaning it's just that you mark it to be able to identify that Kedusha, otherwise it's going to be very confusing. But the 10th one out is going to be Kedusha. In fact, that's what the Mishnayos talk about. Let's say you miscount. You count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. Uh-oh, 9, 10. Right? So you say, you called number 9, number 10. You called number 10, number 9. And then you called number 11, number 10. So all three are Kadosh, the Mishnayos say. Why? Because the 10th one is going to be Kadosh whether you call it 10 or not. And then anything that you call 10 is also going to be Kadosh because you're being Maktish it by calling it number 10. So this Kedusha v'Amedes, it's going to be Kadosh. It's going to be Kadosh anyhow. That's what Tosfos writes. Then Tosfos writes further that don't say that Isur Behemos is Asra and Yom Tov, like it's Asra to be Mafresh Chumus and Maisros from Peros that are Asra Mishum Masakin. He says because the Chumus and Maisros, before you take Chumus and Maisros, Dagan, when you have grain, before you take Chumus and Maisros, it's Tevel. So it's really Masakin when you take Chumus and Maisros. By Maisr Behema, it's not called Tevel before you take the Maisr Behema, certainly not on a Daraisa level, maybe on a Drabana level, but it's not called Tevel before you take the Maisr Behema. So that wouldn't be the issue. So the issue is what the Gemara says, Sakarta. It's that you're marking it. You're marking it with a color. You're painting the animal, and that's why it's going to be a violation on Yom Tov. So now the Gemara explains the Brisa that we said before, where we learn from the pasuk of Misas that you have to bring your chiyuv dafka from chulin money. My mashma da hai Misas lishu de chulin hu. Who said that the word Misas means chulin? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says vayasam amelach hachashverosh. We're within Lamed Yom of Purim. Vayasa Melech HaChashverosh Mas Al HaAretz, that just like the Mas of a Melech comes from Chulin money, from something that you were not yet obligated to give, and then the king, until the king said you have to give it, so too Misas means that this all your obligations have to come from that which was previously Chulin, that which you were not yet obligated to give. Good. Then the Mishnah went on to say Yisrael Yotzin Dechavasan Bin Darmon and Davos. When it comes to the Shalmei Simcha, you can use even the Darmon and Davos, meaning even other karbanos that you had to bring anyway, you can use those karbanos to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, of Shalmei Simcha and Yom Tov. So Tan Rabbanan, the Torah says, the Braisa Darshan's as follows. It says in the Torah, V'samachta b'chagecha, that you have to have Simcha and Yom Tov. So since it says V'samachta and it doesn't say V'zavachta, so it sounds like that there's an independent mitzvah of Simcha, even without bringing a special karban for the mitzvah of Simcha. L'rabos kol minei smachos, and that tells me that you can use any type of meat to be mesameach with. We call minismachos the simcha. That you don't have to have a designated carbon for the mitzvah of simcha. Mikana merchav Yisrael yasin dechavasim in darman davos meiser behema. Yisrael can fulfill his mitzvah of simcha by bringing the darman davos that he anyway had to bring, or by meiser behema that he took from his flock where he brings it with him when he's all the regel. That all of those things are things he has to do anyway. But you could use that. You can double dip. You use that to for your shalmi simcha as well. Back home. Kohanim and the Kohanim b'chatos v'asham, that if the only regalim are bringing korbanos chatos and asham that they're obligated to bring, and since it's kachim kachim, the Kohanim are going to have to eat it. The Bailim don't get to eat it. Ubebuchar, or a firstborn animal that's born into a flock of Yisrael, where he's got to give it to a kohen. Because of a shok, korbanos shlamim of the only regalim, they're matnos kuna. You give the chaz of a shok to a kohen. All of those things are only eaten by Kohanim, and when the Kohanim eat those things, they're mekayim the shalmei simcha. There's no a separate independent obligation to bring a separate animal for shalmei simcha. Oh, yachal af ba'ofos b'menachos. You might think that the same is true when it comes to an oaf and a mincha, that you could be yotzei the mitzvah of simcha by bringing a bird carbon or by eating a mincha. Tamalomar v'samachta b'chagecha. That's why the Torah says v'samachta b'chagecha, to tell me mi shechagiga ba'a mehem yotzei l'shein chagiga ba'a mehem. It doesn't just say v'samachta, it says v'samachta b'chagecha. Chagecha is a lashon of chagiga, that which is kosher to use for a carbon chagiga, you can use for the mitzvah of simcha. So since only a zevach, only actual meat, can be used for chagiga, so mela, only actual meat, can be used for the mitzvah of simcha. Ravashi, Amar Ravashi says, no, the din of shalmei simcha not being brought from ofos menachos from a different pasuk, mi v'samachta nafka, it's just from the word v'samachta, forget about the word v'chagecha, just the word v'samachta itself teaches that, because when the Torah says that there's a mitzvah of simcha, it obviously means real meat. Yatzu'elu shein behen simcha, as opposed to ofos menachos, eating ofos menachos doesn't give a person the requisite amount of simcha. So I don't even need b'chagecha to tell me that it has to be from that which the korban chagiga is kosher. No, it's pashut. It says v'samachta. V'samachta always means meat. So the Gemara discusses Ravashi, who holds that we're memait ofos menachos just from the word v'samachta. Ravashi, hai b'chagecha mayavadei. So what does he use the word b'chagecha to teach me? So who look at the Rav Daniel Bar Katina? He uses the word b'chagecha to teach me the dinner of Rav Daniel Bar Katina. Tamar of Daniel Bar Katina amirav minayin sheinos noshim b'moed. How do I know that one is not allowed to get married on Yom Tov? Shenemar v'samachta b'chagecha. We darshin that that's a miut. That how should you experience simcha on Yom Tov? Only b'chagecha, but v'lo b'ishtecha. It shouldn't be b'ishtecha. The simcha of ishtecha of getting married shouldn't be on Yom Tov, because you're not allowed to get married on Yom Tov, because then the simcha is going to be because of the marriage and not because of the regel. It has to be exclusive for the regel. Tosfos points out, according to the Tana and the Braisa, that learns v'samachta b'chagecha for a hekesh, this din that ein nosen nashim b'moed, you learn from the fact that because of the hekesh alone, the Torah could have just written v'samachta b'chag. So you could, meaning even if y'all b'chagecha teaches me that ma chagiga, just like chagiga is only for me, so to shalmei simcha, so to your simcha can only be from meat. You could still learn that ein osen nashim b'moed because of the extra chaf. It doesn't say v'samachta b'chag; it says b'chagecha, that the simcha has to be b'chagecha, v'lo b'ishtecha. Or it could be that ein achinami. We don't learn this din of ein osen nashim b'moed from this pasuk at all. We learn it for other reasons. The Gemara Moed Katan Daf Ches had like four different limudim of how we know that you're not allowed to get married on moed. So it could be ein marvin simcha b'simcha. Right? That was one of the limudim. There are other reasons. That's Shulchan Aruch and Simtavkov Memvav and Neven Ezra and Sim Samach Dal. It says that you're not allowed to be Nosin Nashim B'Mawid except for Machzir Grushaso. And the Magen Avram says that it's because of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. And the Magen Avram writes, if a person is allowed to marry an Isha B'Mawid without a Su'uda. So he put, meaning, what if you're just going to get married, you're not going to have the Su'uda on Yom Tov? So he says that according to Rav, that learns from the Pasuk B'Chagech of Lo B'Ishtecha, that you should make a Su'uda of Basar V'Yayin for Simchas HaRegel and not for Simchas Nisuim, so then the Nisuim without a Suda would be Mutter. But according to Shmuel, who we paskin like, that the reason for the Yisr is Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, then it has nothing to do with the Suda. Then you're not allowed to get married even Yom Tov. So Chaps and Afkamina, where you learn this din of Ein Osin Nashim B'Moed from, well, Chap and Afkamina, in terms of what exactly it is that you're not allowed to do on Moed. Now, there is a discussion in the Poskim about eating meat Bizman Azeh for the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, meaning the Ein Simcha L'Bavasar, the Gemara tells us in 10th Parak of Pesachim, might mean Basar Kadshim, only Basar Karbanos, but now that we don't have Karbanos anyway, so maybe the mitzvah of Simcha is not fulfilled by eating meat, or maybe there is no mitzvah of Simcha Midaraisa Bizman Azeh. So this seems to be machlokas between the Rambam and Tosos. The Rambam writes in the 6th Parak of Hilchas Yom Tov that on Shivus Yimei Pesach, on Shmonus Yimei Chag, and all the other Yom Tovim, a person has to be Samech, V'Tov Lev, Hu, Ubanav, Ishto, B'nei Beis, V'Kol HaMilvim Alav, everyone who relies on you has has to be b'simcha. And even though the simcha is korban shlamim, yesh bechlalos a simcha l'smach hu banav b'nei b'yisav kol echad v'echad b'ra'ui lo. Included in that simcha is that everyone should have whatever's ra'ui for them. So what does that mean? Katanim, you give them klayos v'agozim McDonald's, you give them candies. Women, you buy them nice begadim v'tachshitim na'im. Anashim are ochlim basar v'shosin yayin. So you see, the Rambam holds that even when we don't have karbanos, there are other ways to fulfill the mitzvah of simcha. It's not only with shalmei simcha. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch says as well. And the Minchas Chinuch over there points out that that is in fact a machlokas Rambam and Balei HaTosfos, that the Balei HaTosfos disagree. Tosfos Moed Katan, Daf Yadal and Beis holds that the mitzvah of simcha siyotu b'zman hazeh can only be derabanan, because we don't have the shalmei simcha. Without the shalmei simcha, then there is no longer a mitzvah of simcha. So in the Kleisenberger's Tshuvas, in the Divrei Yitziv, in Archaim, in Reish Chav Dalet, he discusses, if you hold that you yotzei the chiyuv of simcha min haTorah, even b'zman hazeh, do you need to do it dafka b'achilas basar? Can you do it b'shar dvarim as well? Can you be mekayim the mitzvah of simcha with other things also? Can you eat chicken? Does it have to dafka be basar? So he says, maybe it's totally on the machlokas in our sugya as far as how I know that you could be yotzei the mitzvah of simcha b'zman shabes ha'migdash kayim only with zvachim and not with ofos u'menachos. That the braisa that says v'simachta b'chagecha to be l'rabos kol minei smachos for simcha. So from there we say that you're a yotzei yuchiv with nedarim and nedavos, meiser behema and kohanim with chatos asham bechor chazav shok. So we said, oh, you might think ofos u'menachos as well. That's why it says v'simachta b'chagecha, that it has to be dafka that which the korban chagiga can be brought from. And whereas Ravashi says v'simachta learns from v'simachta, we learn no, it's obviously meat, because meat is what gives you simcha. So the Rambam passes like Ravashi that you're not yotzei the chiyuv with ofos and menachos, because they don't give you enough simcha. So he says, according to the Rambam, it's man hazeh, you'd have to eat basar behema and not basar ov, because that's not really basar hamesameach. Only according to the reason of the Braisa, that the reason you're not yotzei with basar ov is because you have to bring something that the chagiga is ba'a mehem. So b'zman hazeh, where you don't have a korban chagiga, so then it would turn out that you could be yotzei with other things as well. So says the Kleisenberger, if you ask me a shaila, are you allowed to be yotzei the mitzvah of simchas yom tov with chicken? It's totally in these two deos in the Gemara. If the reason that you need to be yotzei simcha with shalmei simcha with a zevach is based on the comparison to chagiga, so then we don't have chagiga, so then we default to the Rambam's whatever makes you happy. And if chicken makes you happy, then that's fine too. But if you hold that it's just part of the definition of simcha, that's what the Gemara says, that simcha means meat, so then b'zman hazeh would have to be meat as well. So that would turn out to be such a machlokas. That's how the Kleisenberger writes. Okay, so says the new Mishnah now. The Torah tells us when a person comes to Yerushalayim on the Shalosh Regalim, he can't come empty-handed. You have to bring an Olas Re'iya, and you have to bring Shalmei Chagiga. But the Torah is also clear, it's based on what you're able to afford. Kivirkas Hashem Elokecha Asher Nosan Lech, the Torah says. Whatever you're able to afford, that's what you should do. So the question is, where should you prioritize your money? Should you do more on the Olas Re'iya side, or more on the Shalmei Chagiga side? Should you spend more on one rather than the other? So it depends who you are. Mi Sheyeshlo Ochel Merubim. Let's say a person has a lot of members of his household. He's got a lot of children. But he doesn't have too much money, so maybe shlamim rubim. He should bring a lot of behemos for shalmei chagiga, because everyone's going to be able to eat it. But va'olos muatos, not too many korbanos olah, because an olah gets burnt on the mizbeach. He's got mouths to feed. He can't prioritize korbanos olah. If he has nechasim rubim va'olos muatim, but if he's got lots of money and not so many people in the house, so maybe olos muatos, bring lots of korban olah, whatever you can afford, shlamim muatim, and don't bring too many korbanos shlamim, just enough what you need to feed the people, the few people that you have. Zevzemur, if he doesn't have a lot of people nor a lot of money, al zenem or mal kasef shtei kasef. That's where we gave the minimum amounts that we mentioned earlier. That the olas re'iya should cost a mal kasef according to the Beis Hillel, and the shalmei chagiga should cost shtei kasef. Zevzemurubim, if he has many people in the house and he has lots of money, sal zenem or ish kamat nesiato kivirkas Hashem elokecha shen. Bring lots of both. Bring lots of shlamim and lots of olas as well. Now, we had said in Andav Zayinam Beis that a person can bring shalmei chagiga from you can bring shalmei chagiga from Meister Sheni money, but you're not allowed to bring olas re'iya from Meister Sheni money. And the Gemara said, even though Shalmi Chagiga is a Dover Shabachova, and Kol Dover Shabachova can only be brought from Chulin, right? This was at the beginning of the daf today, so we said, you could be Tofel, you could mix Chulin money with Meister Sheni money. And we had two deos of how exactly you're Tofel. What does that mean? You buy the first animal purely with Chulin money, and then the other animals you can use for the Shalmi Chagiga with Meister Sheni money, or do you mix all the money together and just buy a bigger animal? So says Gemara, Shlomim Rubim Mehecha Maisi. What was the first case of Mishnah? We said if a guy has a lot of mouths to feed, Ochlim Rubim Unuchasim Watim, but he has no money. So what should he do? Bring lots of Karbanos Shlomim. He'd love to. He doesn't have any money. So what do you mean bring lots of Karbanos Shlomim? Where's the money coming from? So Shlomim Rubim Mehecha Maisi. Halesle, the guy doesn't have. So Amar Chista Tofel Umevi Par Gadol. That he has to, what he should do is take some Meister Sheni money that he has anyway and mix that with the Chulin money and buy a par gadol. That's what he should do. So I'm there, Rav Sheshes said to Rav Chista, wait, Hare Amru, Toflin Behema Lebehema. Are you sure that's what you're supposed to do? That you're supposed to mix all the money together and buy a bigger animal? I thought you're supposed to buy the first animal with pure Chulin money and then other Shalmi Chagigas buy with Meister Sheni money. So my Kamerle, what exactly was Rav Sheshes' critique of Rav Chista? Ile Ma'achi Kamerle, if what Rav Sheshes was telling Rav Chista was the following, Hare Amru, Toflin Behema Lebehema, that don't we say that Toflin Behema Lebehema, Avaloma Uslamos, but you're not allowed to mix the monies together and buy one big animal. Lemele ain't Toflin Mosamos. Let him say it straight. Let him say you're not allowed to do that. You can't be Toflin Mosamos. Elohachi Amale. No, what he must have been telling him is, Hari Omru ain't Toflin Behema Lebehema. That the Chum say that not only are you allowed to be, Af Toflin rather, Behema Lebehema, that not only are you allowed to mix the monies together, you can also have another option of being Tofel Behema Lebehema, meaning that you only gave one of the two options. We had two opinions. So, and both opinions are good options. You can either mix all the money together and buy one big animal, or you can buy an animal from Chulin money, and then the subsequent animals for Shalmi Chagiga you'll buy from Meister Sheni money. Well, come on. Whose opinion is that going like? The Loki Chizkiya, the Loki Rabbi Yochanan. That's neither like Chizkiya nor Rabbi Yochanan, because each one insisted that their way is the only way. So Chitema Amoray Hu Depligi. Maybe in a Chinami, there's a Machlokas Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. But Masniyasa Lo Pligi. Remember, we had brises that supported each opinion. Maybe those brises. Maybe what Rav Shesh is trying to tell us is that those brises don't really argue with each other. That they're giving different options. That you have the option of mixing money together and buying one big animal, or you have the option of spending chulin money on the first animal and Meister Sheni money on the subsequent animals. But as the Gemara says, how could you say such a thing? Vakatani, the second brisa says, achila rishonim min achulin, that the first achila, the first animal, must be purely from chulin. Sounds like that brisa holds you're not allowed to mix the monies together. So says Gemara, no, my achila rishona, shir demei achila rishonim min achulin. Maybe achila rishona just means that you have to have enough money to have bought the first animal min achulin, but you don't actually have to do that. You can mix all the money together also, and that's a viable option as well. So it turns out that there are three shitos of what you can do with Meister Sheni money when you're buying your Shalmei Chagiga. Rabbi Yochanan holds you could combine all the money together and buy one big par gadol. Chizkiya holds you buy one par from Chulin money and then subsequent animals you can buy from Meister Sheni money. Rav Sheshes holds whichever one you want, the option A or option B, that they both work. Okay, so now the Mishnah, we're going to have a Mishnah in tomorrow's daf that someone who didn't bring the Chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov has tashlumin throughout the rest of the days of Yom Tov to bring the Karban Chagiga. But what it does not say is that if someone did bring a Karban Chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov, that he's still allowed to bring on the subsequent days of Yom Tov. So that's the Gemara questions. Amru Lam Reish Lakish. Hifresh Hasar Beimus Chagigasa. Let's say you designated 10 animals for your Shalmei Chagiga. V'hikrav Chamesh B'Yom Tov Rishon. And you've already brought 5 of them on the first day of Yom Tov. Chozu Makrav Chamesh B'Yom Tov Sheni. You could bring another 5 on the second day of Yom Tov. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kivan Shapasok Shuvein Amakrav. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you already brought on the first day of Yom Tov, the subsequent days are only for Tashlum, and it's not to bring your core Chiyuv. You've already been Yotze, your Chiyuv, and therefore you cannot bring any more Karbanos Chagiga. It is interesting that everyone agrees that if you want to bring as many animals as you like, you could do that. So the Netziv points out in a couple of places, in both in his Tshuvas as well as in Merome Sada and his commentary on the Gemara, the Netziv was asked about if a Shochet should be Makbid when he does says Kisei Adam, to cover all of the blood, or you just cover the Dam HaNefesh, or the first tipa of Dam HaNefesh. So he says that even if you don't have to cover all of the blood, when you do cover all the blood, it's all part of the mitzvah. And he says, and don't think that where do you have such a thing, that you only need to do so much, and then you can just expand the mitzvah, and by doing more of it, you can expand the mitzvah. He says, Shalmei Chagiga. You only need to bring one animal, but however many you bring, that's all part of the Shalmei Chagiga. The question in our Gemara is only, once the day is over, can you bring more in subsequent days? But if you want to bring all 10 on that one day, they're all Shalmei Chagiga. They all count as Shalmei Chagiga. That for sure works. You have it by Tzkiyah Shofar, right? Yeah, Mea Kolos. It's all part of the mitzvah. It's not just Tam and Isra being Mashmiya Kol on playing a musical instrument on Yom Tov. It's all part of the mitzvah of Tzkiyah Shofar. Sometimes mitzvahs are expandable. So I'm Rabbi Abba Velo Pligi, that Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish do not disagree. Kan b'stam, kan b'mefarish. When Rabbi Yochanan says that you're not allowed to bring it on subsequent days, that's where you're mafresh the 10 behemoth stam. And you didn't say that you're going to bring them all on the first day. So you violate Bal Tosif if you bring them on multiple days. But when Rabbi Shlokish says that you could bring you could bring them all on a different, you could bring some of them on a different day, that's b'mefarish. That's if the time you were mafresh the behemoth, you intended to bring them all on the first day, and then something happened, and you weren't able to. You ran out of time. So then you're allowed to. It's not a violation of Bal Tosif to bring them on subsequent days. So Be'ez Hashem will get more into that issue of Stam versus Mefarish to begin the shiur tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
Have a great day.